afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, bringing to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Today, I'm very pleased to have Rob West co-hosting with me today. Pastor Butch Paul was unable to participate in today's program. His wife had some follow-up surgery from her previous surgery, so he was unable to be here, and he'll be rejoining us on Tuesday. And so I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to the program, Rob West. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Melody. Thanks so much for ask me to join in today.
Well, the last time you were on, I had several comments of listeners who wanted you to, you know, they commented that you should have Rob back on the program, and you've been on the program various times throughout the years, and you know, you always do. People always appreciate your comments and your knowledge of and knowing your way around Wall Street and so forth. So I'm really glad that you were able, that your schedule was free today to where you could join us. So, and I know we're also going to talk about your new venture. It sounds very exciting, the VIP Insider. So we'll talk about that later on in the program. Yeah, it's a very interesting concept. It's going to help a lot of people. And but before we get to that, we'll talk about that a little later on in the program. Let's go ahead and do the market report, if I may. And I just want to, the listeners should be very thankful that you are here, because I was considering doing this program all by myself. So I'm sure they're really happy that you were able to join us.
Oh, Melody, you're something else. What's going
today,
on in the markets?
Well, we have gold today is up $6 at $13.31. Silver, up 6 cents at $16.66. Platinum was up $7 at $1,001. And palladium was up big $16 at 1,038. The USDX today was a little weaker by 0.31 at 89.80. Crude oil is moving up pretty good, 0.91 at $62.59. Paper markets today, they were in positive territory, 164 points for the Dow, 24,962. The NASDAQ was down 8 points at 7,210, and the S&P was up 2 at 2,703. Really, as weak as they are today, I would consider, you know, I would think they would be in negative territory tomorrow, but the 10-year yield today, 2.92%. That was down a little bit by 0.03. Yesterday we were 2.95, and already they're beginning to fear the collapse is near with the when that 10-year starts trading over that 3%. We began to see that volatility at 2.60. And now we're approaching that 3 level, and there's a lot of folks out there, Rob, who say that once it's, you know, begins to close above that 3% level, Katie, bar the door, buckle your seatbelts.
How many calls have you been receiving about this interest rate scenario? It's I think a lot of people listening to your show realize that there's only so many tools that Federal Reserve has, and they're pretty much out of bullets with the interest rates, and they need to bump them back up for the obvious reason of controlling their next expected downturn. What do you think about that, Melody?
Yeah, they're all out of bullets. There isn't anything that they can do. In fact, today there was a report by, you know, David Stockman, and he was talking about the cost of the amount of debt that, well, he was talking about the corporate debt that they went into, that the corporations went into to fund the stock buybacks, and with all their other financial engineering. And, you know, when these rates go up, you know, it's going to, their whole system is going to bite back. Now, you can look at corporate rate, you can look at government or corporate debt and government debt, but, I mean, this whole, you know, it's all based. These increases have all been based on, it's all debt financed. And you can go all the way back to 2000 and, you know, well, coming out of the Great Recession of 2008. So there isn't anything that they can pull out of their hats. And, you know, when that rate goes up over that 3%, the amount of your debt is a whole lot more expensive.
Well, you know, I think you and I have talked since 07, 08, and frankly, so many people are just, they don't really understand some of the things that did happen back then and what could have happened. But with these interest rates so low, I mean, a regular saver for retirement or something is just dead in the water. And, you know, I'm seeing so many people, I don't know what the percentage, well over 50%, that, you know, so much paycheck to paycheck, and it's just not doing anybody favors even to encourage savings.
No, not at all. In fact, because of that no savings, it's very important that you bring that up. Because, you know, people don't have a cushion. It wasn't like all the other recessions, they had savings. And now there is none. Even your global, I mean, if you look to Europe and some of those places, they have savings, some of them. They have more savings than we do.
Well, you know, I'm a big promoter of small business, and there's so much opportunity for people to investigate if you're looking for breaks to move ahead with a tax situation to start a business from your home, even, is just a great opportunity. And you can see that, you know, I want to thank you, you know, in a private way, since I've talked to you earlier this morning. I was on a CPA seminar this afternoon. You know how excited those are, right?
Yeah. And,
so your conversation is going to be much, much more exciting. But discussing the new tax changes, and so many things just revolve around business, and particularly small and medium-sized businesses. And, you know, I've been trying to emphasize to a lot of the self-employed net how to investigate an IRA situation to put physical gold and silver in it. You know, they're going to appreciate having it. So, but the savings rate is just it's not only low, but there's no incentives anymore. And
no.
it's tough out there.
And that's a dangerous sign, because all those savings that used to go, that they used to save, well, either they don't have any money, or it's all gone in the stock market, and they're going to lose 70-75% of it.
But, you know, maybe some of the listeners don't know, I'm really not that old, but I was the vice president at a major Wall Street firm during the crash of 87. And the things that I've seen change on the Wall Street side, and now well over 90% of the trading activity that you see, which is exposed in the market, is computer generated. And it used to be I could help clients build a portfolio of stocks based on the stock value. And like you mentioned earlier, so much is being borrowed to buy back stock, and the incentives in the larger corporations for that type of activity for the senior management is huge. And the market doesn't reflect the economy anymore. It used to, but I don't think so anymore.
No, there's no fundamentals there supporting those numbers, none whatsoever. And, you know, particularly coming out, you know, the final nail in the coffin was coming out of this last Great Recession. And it was, you know, there wasn't anything that stopped them from doing anything. Back in the year 2000, you had the Fed had about a $500 billion balance sheet and plenty of headroom to where they could temporarily monetize public debt. And now what do they have? They don't have anything but debt. And so, you know, people say, well, they can do this forever. They can print money forever and ever. And, you know, these little quarter point interest rates don't mean anything. Rob, they do.
Well, we've gotten so used to the markets as they are and the economies around the world that reflect, like I said, it used to be value systems, but there's some things going on now, and if you want to touch on it later on, the executive order and the military coups that are right here present in our country that's really pushing things behind the scenes, and still people are pretty much ignorant of really what's going on. And I know you and I discussed cryptocurrency and maybe the role of gold and silver, but there's a pretty good story that silver or gold will be brought back in a major way to support currencies of some kind, because confidence is just running completely low on the people that's really taking time to look into the real world things.
And I agree with you, and we did talk about the cryptocurrencies being backed by gold. And do you want to tell the listeners, anybody who holds gold or has the computer or knows what cryptocurrencies are, pretty much have heard the reports of a possible gold-backed crypto. Could you tell us what your thoughts are?
It's some of the information that comes to me just recently has indicated a verification of the huge assumption of the gold that's being accumulated by China. And China is a major player now in the world basket of currencies, which now the U.S. dollar is the leading currency. But I believe it is slipping off, and that's no doubt. But I can just see so many people are getting so used to carrying their smartphone with them that so many transactions are being done in a way that hasn't been done before. And I think it'll probably move towards that type of transaction more and more to be a commonplace thing. But I think the gas is going to go out of the Bitcoin and the other coins, because I don't even know how. The reason people are attracted to it is because they see the profits in it.
They don't even know what it is.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I own some. And I own another, it's called OneCoin. And there's nobody on the other side of the transaction. I'm told that, I don't know, less than $2,000 I put in is now worth $43,000. But I don't have any takers that convert it for me. And I'm told they have to wait to go public next October before,
So you can't sell it?
No. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about taking a loss on it for the taxes, but how do I even prove that? You know? I mean, there's so many things. The attraction for the crypto is the blockchain technology, which isn't controlled by a central bank. And there's a limited amount that can be mined or produced, so they say. So these things seem to be attractive, but still the element of the platform itself, if my computer or phone comes unplugged with you right now, I'm dead. My conversation's over with you. You know that, too, about the crypto stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, in my own example, I have no idea who's on the other side of what they say my thing is worth. I don't know. So, it's got a long way to go before it's going to be of any value, but I know right behind me I've got a large gun safe, and I know what's inside it besides lead. And I can count it. I can hold it, I'm only 66, but I can still say, I can see this, I can, I know where it's at, and I have traded with it, it's a currency to me like anything else, but the ease of having something on your phone to transact. I had a small trailer for sale. A guy came over, he made a deposit to hold it, and he paid me with his PayPal account. Okay. So anyway, it's there's a lot of activity behind that, and I think it just needs to be much, much more explored. But I don't know if the electronic garage sale is ever going to work for me, because I really don't want people to know what I'm going to buy at a garage sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you made an interesting point. It fascinates me that your 2,000 went to 43,000. That's a lot of gold you could be buying, Rob, and you don't have access to it.
No.
You don't have a buyer. And that's what I've always said. I used to trade options until someone told me, well, you know what? We could be making a fortune, and, you know, that everything crashes, and we, you know, we'd be stuck with it, that we couldn't sell it. You know, we could be multimillionaires over again, and we wouldn't be able to get our funds out of it there. And I stopped trading options because of that, because it's true. And this is almost the same thing. People possibly could have, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, but in your case, you know, I don't know if they're all like that, but in your case, and anyone's who own the one that you do, can't get their money out or take their profit. Can you take your $2,000 out?
It's done until October, and so I'm told. Okay, so you are going to be my next phone call, by the way, Melody.
Well, I better be, Rob. I better be. But, yeah, that's really fascinating. I did not know that. I did not know how this worked. And, you know, and I agree with you. I think the importance isn't these cryptocurrencies. It's the blockchain that they're testing is what I believe, you know, possibly for future. And I do believe governments will become involved. They've already tried to... you know, so, and you're right, so many people own this that they don't know what they're doing. And, but I'm still up in the air about whether it is China that would actually have a crypto back, gold back crypto.
Well, you know, in a way, I wouldn't discourage, the encouragement of, a global currency taken in the context that I mean it. What I would mean would be a global currency that is on a level playing field with no matter what country you're dealing with, but having a global currency under the control of a central bank or some situation like that is not what I mean. So, you know, here in Colorado, I'm not that far from Mexico, and if I wanted to scoot over there, we can, you know, best use the common stuff of pesos there, you know. Well, what's the excuse? You know, and some time ago, my in-laws went to Germany, and the exchange rate was very favorable. We'll see if everybody's on an even playing field, that you could plan your trip and not worry about how that's going to go.
Hey, Rob, I hear the music. We're going to be heading into a very short break here, so listeners, please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And thank you for joining us today. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And my guest co-host today is Rob West. And I'm so pleased to have him. And going into the break, we were talking about cryptocurrencies. And I was shocked that he invested $2,000 and it went to $43,000. And of course, he doesn't have access. They don't allow him to do anything with it until perhaps come October. So that's, you know, that's, and who knows what can happen between now and October. I mean, your $43,000, maybe it could be $100,000, but it could also be back to $2,000. So, you know, you can't capitalize on your gain, right, you know, when you want to.
Well, that's, there were some things that encouraged me to get involved with it, and but this is important for your listeners to have a knowledge of. Going back to my Wall Street days as a stockbroker and all, in the crash of 87, it was a good example. When they close the market, okay, the market maker has to come back at some point in time to levelize the price, because if you're wanting to sell, there's got to be a buyer. And in my case, with the cryptos, there wasn't any buyer.
No buyer.
And it's the same thing with the stock market. And so, you know, we could go through a bank holiday or whatever you might want to call an event, which I personally think that's not out of the question, a bank holiday. But whatever you have, I mean, even a currency, I mean, what we call the U.S. dollar today, that may not be. I mean, you know, there's got to be somebody on the other side of that transaction. And if there's not, then that's when if you remember Greenspan came out during the crash of 87, don't worry, there's plenty of liquidity. Well, see, that's because they can make money out of thin air. But what he's telling the guys on Wall Street and all that, if there's nobody to make a market in what you're doing, that's okay, don't worry about it, because I'm here. And I will make the market for you and give you all the money you need to get the market back into shape. Well, see, that wasn't the news you guys heard. I heard it. I knew what they were doing. That's part of the purpose behind the VIP Insider, is to help bring that kind of information, because, frankly, I'm pretty well retired in the sense that I don't need, you know, I don't really need to work to pay the mortgage and that. Which, you know, that's another story for me, too. But, you know, I'm not afraid to tell what I know. And if I can help other businesses and other people like me just pitch in and do the same thing, then these things need to be known so you're not caught in a bad disadvantaged situation. And that's a whole lot about your show. So if I can help you today, bring a little value to that, I am so happy to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, something else that no one is talking about is, and this I'm just going to mention on this briefly, is I think a lot of eyes are focused on the CPAC. I guess Mr. Trump speaks there tomorrow. But Iran and Israel, I mean, things are heating up there. And it's incredible with what's going on in Syria. And so, I mean, they basically are on this collision course, and no one's talking about it. No one's, you know, once in a while you'll see headlines float through. We'll talk about it. And but I think it's something very important that's going on. And I mean, I don't know if this could possibly be worse than anything that than what we would be dealing with North Korea. I think this is much more volatile, much more likely to come to something I mean, everyone is sort of expecting, you know, we hear wars and rumors of wars. I mean, this could very much be something to lead to something that would drag the United States right in.
Well, I forget where I picked this up, but, you know, the particularly in Colorado, the devastation of somebody being caught in an avalanche. Well, you never know what puff of wind or what flake of snow is really going to set off the avalanche. And you, that's what you're talking about, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And why we're not, well, I know why we're not hearing it in the regular news. I've got to think of a different term for what everybody calls the mainstream media, because it's not. It's the controlled information system for most people. And but like you said, who? And I guess the main thing is, folks, there's just so many things that could be that snowflake out there, and it just needs to be recognized to be prepared. And there's gold and silver insurance out there that's so cheap right now. I mean, $16 an ounce for silver, you know? I mean, that's easily in the $50 range again. But anyway, you know, for a while I became quite unenchanted talking with different people, because I heard it said the other day, it's kind of interesting, you can't teach a mouse to sing. And I think what that means is, you know, the things that you think are important and need to be discussed and talked about, so many people are just not interested in it for whatever reason, and you just can't be limited because of that, because, I mean, particularly like your show. I mean, you got so many great guests and things that you talk about that's very important. But how many people take action on it, you know? I mean, they're not, I guess. That's the same guy that's helping you with your website, right?
Well, look, and it's across the country.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I looked at the U.S. Mint to see how many gold eagles and silver eagles were minted so far this month, I think it was the beginning of the, was this week, for the silver eagles, there was like 635,000. I mean, there's no interest in gold and silver when you have, you know, these stock market prices. There's so many distractions, and people I don't think I've ever, and I think people have had this hope that we have a president, that we don't have to worry as much. And to me, because of the president that we have, perhaps because of the better things that can be done and will be done, it doesn't mean we escape
right.
The problems from years and decades of abuse to our system.
My friend Steve Gillette and I were talking the other day, and I was mentioning to him, these problems are not over. I mean, I know everybody feels a lot better because there's a new, you know, new sheriff in town, but the old things that made things a problem are still problems.
Yeah.
And but the media has got things so turned around to be anti-Trump. Heck, I think a lot of people don't like him because they didn't like his radio show when he fired people, you know? I mean, it has nothing to do with the good of the country. I don't know.
They just, well, you know, I mean, it is true. I mean, and it's just how he is portrayed and everything. And, you know, but hey, find someone that, you know, especially in Washington, especially in D.C., that is much better than as far as his history. His personal history and so forth. I mean, today I saw there was an article about the Ford president of the Ford Motor Company.
Oh, yeah.
Their president for North America, he's leaving the company because there was an internal investigation and they found his behavior as inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. They didn't say what it was or anything like that. They just said he's out of there. So he left very quickly. This review was launched in the past couple of weeks, and he had inappropriate behavior. They didn't say what the inappropriate behavior was. So here's the president of the North America Ford Motor Company. He's out because of inappropriate behavior. But yet we have found $15 million plus dollar slush fund created for our elected officials. And who's supposed to have the highest standards of all, but yet has anyone did any type of investigation as far as who these people are that benefited from this slush fund? You know, does Congress have any code of conduct that they, and yet no one, no investigation, no release of who these names are that benefited from this hush money, no one to be held accountable for. So, you know, Trump is in there doing, he's doing a better job. No, I don't agree with a lot of the tax reform. We'll talk about that in the last segment, along with your new company and so forth. I don't go along. I don't think the new tax reform is going to be beneficial to this country. I think our problems are too deep. And I do believe, and I'm a corporation, so I'll benefit. But then again, you know, the corporations, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you would know, I've read where corporations have only paid like last year 9% of the taxes. So, you know, we're going to give them a tax break from, you know, 35 to 21. And yeah, these are my pet peeves, you know, plus a lot of other write-offs and so forth that corporations will have. The large corporations will benefit, smaller ones like myself, you know, I'll benefit some, but not to the degree the big ones will.
All right. Well, the smaller ones that particularly have the pass-through element to their setup will have an immense difference in their profitability with the 20% deduction from a qualified business income that, you know, passes through to S-Corps, LLCs, and sole proprietorships, which is obviously not a business entity. But yeah, it's, and I think mainly, you know, your thought about whether or not the tax, everybody responds to the tax thing. And I think what made it, back in, you know, I had a private international bank for a while. And actually, Bob Chapp and I had some pretty interesting talks about that way back in the day. But there's so much money that gets collected, stored overseas, and credited in the islands. And a lot of what this is about is to encourage that money to come back without the repatriation costs that would be in place. And so I think there's a little different meaning behind that. Plus, look at the attitude that most business has now about their future and their profitability, because they see just what I mentioned there with the qualified business income deductions and some other things that have slipped in there. You know, a C-Corp went from 39 to 21%. So, I mean, that's all positive, but you're right. That's what I'm saying, like I was mentioning earlier. With all of this, frankly, driving the U.S. economy and within the tax code and primarily affecting business, well, if businesses are doing well, then they're hiring people, and so people are doing well. It's even better to investigate why not have your own company, too, even though a small one. Because that's where the code is, you know. It's all centered around that. But it's going to be interesting as it matriculates along. And I think, for the most part, and judging from that CPA continuing education webinar I was on today, very much look forward to, and the tax law change. So. We'll just see where it goes, but I think, you know, by and large, most businesses are going to find it a big shot in the arm for them. And but on the other hand, I think this year, and you and I talked about this earlier, maybe for another, our next talk we can emphasize this a little more. I think this is the year of a big change, and so many people are not prepared. So tax law or not, yeah, I think it's beneficial, and it'll continue to show that way, but it's really time to be prepared and as profitable as you can be, whether you're a business or not, because these changes, when they start occurring, they're not going to wait for anybody.
No. You know?
So, and these school shootings and 911s and all these events that are so unusual for my time. I mean, like, you know, when I was a kid, there was just, I grew up and we never locked the doors on our house, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, all these things are changing by design. And I've heard you say that many times too. So.
You know what, there was a new headlines, we're going to be heading into a break, and I know you wanted to talk about this too. And, you know, I just, talking about the school shootings, there's so much hatred. I mean, even when that, and these, they were set up, you know, with that town hall with CNN. And when I first saw that this NRA rep was going to speak, I thought to myself, what the heck is she speaking for? I wouldn't be going. Not now. I'd wait till things cool down because she's not going to get a very good reception. And, I mean, the crowd was yelling, burn her. Are you kidding me? And even the host, I can't remember who the host was, Jake or something, Trapper. I mean, they didn't really do much to stop them. And I guess Rubio was there also. Can you imagine trying to talk and discuss things? And you have people in the audience saying, burn her? How frightening is that? This is what we've come to. Or they've come to. Not us, they.
Yeah.
They're insane, basically. But I know you wanted to talk a little bit about this. I saw a grand jury in Virginia has returned a new indictment against Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. There was a new filing from the special counsel office. I see it here. This just came up, so I haven't had a chance to really read this prior to the program or to really see what it was. But so they have new indictments against these two folks, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. We're going to be heading into a break in just a few short seconds. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this, and we're going to get Rob's view on it. We're going to talk about his new company. So stay tuned, folks, and we'll be returning shortly.
Tell me again tonight. Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Many of you took advantage of that special yesterday. It was a tremendous special, and we were able to sell a bunch of them this morning. We'd have to adjust the price on those, but there's still a great deal on the Mid-State 62 $10 Liberty gold pieces. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. Very important. And maybe that's something, Rob, you'd like to become involved. If you ever do any articles and you'd like to post them and spread them around and stuff, you're more than welcome to post them on our newsletter. It goes out on Mondays. Post them in our newsletter. They go out on Mondays. So something for you to think about, but it's always there for you.
Very good.
Going into the break, we were talking about there was new indictments on Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, and I said, looking at it, it looks like it's more for, you know, tax evasion and about his taxes and so forth. So looks like that's what they're going after, and you wanted to comment on that?
Well,
you know, or the deep state.
Yeah, you and I logically, and everyone listening, I'm sure, has their own sequence of thought patterns. And so it's easy for us to surmise what may be the next event. But I've been listening to a number of other things that probably most people don't listen to. But to sum it up, there is a large coup that's threatening the United States. And I heard one of LaRouche's voices about this last night, too. But there's an alliance behind Trump, and Putin is part of the alliance. And so is some film actors. I think his name here in a minute, real kick-butt kind of a guy. But long story short, things are going to be much, much better later on a very long-term view of 8 to 10 to 12 years. But before that happens, I believe there's going to be a huge turmoil. I believe the Federal Reserve will have a, it won't be in its present form, if it has at all. I mean, everybody knows what's behind that president. The whole 1913 and the IRS, and everybody knows that's listened to your show. Those things are all part of the deep state that's been working, like good and evil has been working for so many decades, centuries, really, that is coming to a correction point, and that's why it's not in the news that most people listen to. And frankly, most people wouldn't understand it. They maybe wouldn't believe it, but... were the things that you and I are thinking about. They're looking for these little things. What Mueller indicted, what, 9 Russians or something? I mean, are you kidding me? What's he going to do with that?
Yeah,
bring him here for trial, right? Well, yeah. I think that these next few months are going to be very telling, because when you heard Trump and his State of the Union address mentioned Guantanamo Bay. That was placed there for a purpose to let the guys know in the deep state that he's fighting against. A military tribunal is not set up to let you have a court of 12 of your peers. Well, 12 of your peers would be such a misnomer anyway, because if you got a liar, a pimp, a prostitute, a drug dealer, and a junkie, who's going to prosecute who? you know? So the military tribunals are set up that if this is the deal, okay, this is where it's going to go. And I've heard that there's 27 counts of treason against Hillary Clinton right now. And see, all these things are not going to be up for debate in a jury trial. And try to get a clean judge that would be the judge. Well, the military tribunal, people don't know that Trump has, as a member of his close advisory team, five generals from the Marine Corps and three admirals. Well, what other president has had that before? You know? So, I mean, this whole thing is set up to take care of the coup, and a lot of people don't even have an idea there's a coup going on. So, long story short, it's going to be really much, much better down the road. Quick story, be prepared now. If you don't have some gold and silver as part of your savings, it's on sale now. The insurance premium for the price of gold or silver is so cheap right now. And it's going to be a very active part of what you're going to see come down the road. I talked to so many people during the crash of 87 and afterwards when I was a VP for, at that time, Dean Witter, and no one was prepared for it. No one realized there was no liquidity. No one realized what it means when the market shuts down. Nobody knew how the market operated. But I'm telling you, you're going to see that, I believe, on a very large scale. You won't be able to hit the ATM. Won't be able to use your cards to get gas. You're going to have trouble with food and water. So it's time to get your house in order, like, real quick, I think. And I'm not going to preach it, but that's part of the reason the VIP insider, part of the Army Advisors business is moving forward, is to share stuff like that. And I just hope I'm wrong, you know. But and we got stuff that's just unexplainable. And like you said, this most recent school shooting, and who would, you know, what we're listening to, burner, you know, I mean, man, I didn't grow up that way. You didn't grow up that way. I mean, you know, this, things are just so different that it's just so unexplainable. And but, you know, we have to deal with it, so we may as well embrace it and move forward, and trust the people that you've been listening to before that has never treated you wrong. And I think, Melody, you're on that list. Bob Chapman's book's highly of you about that. So, anyway.
Thank you. You know, we can always look for a brighter future, and this country can have a brighter future. But as you just said, and as I said before we get there, the books are going to have to be reconciled. And when you have a country, if we go to those tribunals and we do, and we see these indictments against these people like the Clintons and so forth, and they come to that alone would probably drop our markets to where, because this whole world revolves around confidence.
Yep.
And the world feels confident with the deep state, not with us. So, you know, that confidence would be broken. No one would no longer buy our debt. And so my point is, as you said, from point till we get to the good parts, and so it's got to be cleaned up.
And I think it's going to be cleaned up no matter what. I mean, if if the Trump alliance isn't successful, there's still going to be a conflict. And
yes,
I believe these shootings and things that are happening, but it's a statement from the deep state. You know, they're wanting people to be nervous, you know, and they're trying to, hey, Trump, you better follow what I'm telling you. You're going to have a big mess on your hands, you know. And but hey, Trump didn't get to where he was, you know, being a church boy. Not that he's not, yeah. But what I meant by that was, you know, he knows big stuff, you know. So
he knows absolutely. He knows how it works. He knows the workings, and he knows whose side everyone is on. And so you're right. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about the VIP insider. But I just wanted to tell you, you know, these shootings, if you connect the dots, starting with Columbine, and I'm not going to go into it much here. I did this morning. I'm going to do it again tomorrow morning. But they really all truly connect to one way or another. And I know people might think I'm insane in saying this, but when I just thought about it, I mean, if you look at Columbine, it looks like that was just a test. Maybe to study reactions. When you go to the movie theater, you know, you could see how it could control people through the media. As I think there was a scene in that movie that was a player, or there was a in the movie there was a scene in a theater where somebody went in there and shot everybody up. So it was kind of like, you know, control of the media for that one. And then it goes to the babies, the little baby children. It goes to the blacks in the church. These are all different groups of people. You've had the LGBTs. You've had the conservatives, the country western show. These are all different groups of people. That isn't by coincidence. That is by design. When you go to the church, the people of faith, it's all by design. To the teens in Florida, it's all by design. So basically, there was 8 of these situations, and there's a number 9 that hasn't happened yet. And I think that number 9 is, you know, what you talked about when there's something big that's coming our way. And we'll talk about tomorrow morning, folks, if you want to tune into Power Talks at 10 a.m. on Shortwave 7490. I'm going to go a little more details on the numerology on that. So tell us about the VIP Insider.
Well, it's designed to bring things that have been experiences and concepts and strategies, not only from me, but other people that I know, which we could refer to as contact capital people, and bring it forward to make it available for small business so that they have opportunities to move forward, because, you know, they know, too, small, medium-sized businesses really don't have the budget to afford things the larger companies do, and they miss out on a lot of things. And a lot of our services available are on a contingency basis. And so if they would, you know, take a look and see about some of this help for increasing profitability, there's no expense. And if there is an expense to move forward with it, it's a percentage of putting money in your pocket anyway. So, you know, if the companies don't make any money, you know, it's not beneficial, it ain't going to be done, and they're not going to be charged. So the larger companies can afford the payroll to put those people, you know, in place for the company, and that's a lot of things that small business doesn't have. So that's an emphasis to just to promote things to small business. It carries over. You know, some people don't know that I still continue. I still have my estate planning and probate planning trust and paralegal service, you know, knowledge and information. So many people really can benefit by knowing what a trust would do. And it's just been put out of place, I think, probably by the legal system, somewhat intentionally, so that they can protect their business model. But anyway, just to know more about trust and how they can work for you and just really what they are, I think the state of Texas at one time, if they still enforce this, they have a laws against having companies sell software to do your own estate planning, because you can buy your own software. I mean, that's how much the legal system was not a fan of letting the competition come in, you know. But anyway, it's all beneficial. It's due to roll out March 1, and part of what I'm going to be doing, Melody, as well, is connecting up with your show and your page as we can move forward. And we're not wrong. I mean, so many people, what's it called? He's crying wolf again, you know? Nothing's happened yet.
Yep.
Well, I know, but no.
Well, we're just about out of time, Rob. What, why don't you, do you have any contact info, or maybe you'd like to come back on March 1st when you roll out, or is there a website up that folks can go to yet?
It's the website's in the making. It's the VIPinsider.com, and I'll connect with you later on that. And if someone wants some of the things I'm working on now before I launch, Melody, just have them through you get in touch, or you know, you got my contact information.
Alrighty, fantastic. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Rob, I want to thank you for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. We should make this a regular event, because I think things are going to be unfolding quite significantly here. And I hear the music. So once again, thank you. And thank you, listeners. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams,